it's interesting to see how when we're as a child, we tend to do things like a child. But when we grow older, we're supposed to do things as an adult. And I'm going to be starting a series this week that all my sermons are going to be following a similar message. And my message is going to be called transformation. Transformation. We need it. We need it. We need it. We need God to transform these lumps of coal into precious diamonds. And isn't he so good at doing that? He's so good at doing that. He wants to change your life no matter where you are in life, no matter what season you are. And he says, I have a plan for you, a purpose and a destiny. If you'll follow it and you'll trust in me, I will turn you as a lump of clay into a precious diamond. How many of you know that coal has nothing in resemblance to a diamond anymore after the transformation? Nothing. Nothing. And the value of a diamond is way worth more than a piece of coal. Unless you're trying to heat your house, then coal gets a little expensive. But, you know, no, the value is just no, it's not even there. Diamonds are so much more precious. And I just want to encourage you that you have value in the kingdom of God. God values you. He values you so much that he sent his son to die on Calvary for you. That's how much he values you. And he wants to have a relationship with you with that. And if you don't believe that today, then stop believing what you're believing and believe that. Because that's his word, that's his promise, that's who he is. No matter what other people have told you, no matter what other cultures have told you, friends or anybody else, Jesus died because he saw value in you and wanted you. And when we partner with Jesus, when we live for him, that's when we can see the destiny that he has for us. And we can live in fulfillment. So today my sermon title is going to be called this. Are you going to be childlike or childish? Ooh, yeah. Ooh, it's getting deep now. Childlike or childish? It's tough. And one of the great things about our church is we have our mission statement right here. All the different ways that we're showing Jesus in here, in sermons and in ministry and things like that. And this message talks on every one of them. It talks on manifesting his kingdom, walking in freedom, relationships into our community. It talks about all those things. So I'm hitting something, I'm hitting a core note, as you would say, because we need transformation. And are you going to be childlike or childish? Now, when I was younger, I'm not talking about yesterday either, when I was younger, I was probably about second grade, I think, something like second or first grade. And I would go to the grocery store with my mom, and she would take 4 hours. Oh, it would seem like 4 hours. Maybe you never had that experience. But I was in Food Lion. And now you don't have Food Lions up here, but it's down the south. We have Food Lions. But I was in Food Lion. And I'm like, good goodness, mother, would you please hurry up? So my mom would walk through every aisle very slowly and come back up and walk back again. And then she would make a circle around everything just to make sure she had everything she needed. And then we would check out. That was a long time. We did not like going to the grocery store unless we went to Harris Teeter because they offered free cookies. But Food Lion didn't offer free cookies, so I was very upset. So we would go there, and I would always be like, all right, Mom, I'm going to go look around. And you know, at that age, you could. Now, not so much. That day, she's like, okay, babe, meet me at the front. Meet me when you see me ready. I was like, that's 4 hours. Okay. So, sorry, Mom, I love you. If you're listening, I'm sorry, I love you. But, So I would go to the toy department because they always had a little toy department in the aisles. I was like, all right, here we go. Look at toys. I'm like, which one do I want for Christmas? Or which one do I want this? I'm like, these all look really good. They had G.I. Joes and model airplanes, all these kind of cool handcuffs for police. And, you know, they had all these good things like that. And I'm like, all right, I want this, this, and this. I'm looking at making up my Christmas list. But then one day, I decided to do something a little different. I was decided I wanted that instead of for Christmas, I wanted that now. Some of y'all know where this is going, and it's not a good decision. You're like, children, you should not be doing what Pastor Vance did when he was younger. That is not good. Some of y'all know where I'm going with this. So I was like, I want that now, and I really want that so bad now that, I know, you know, it's hard. But I took it out of the, I took this plane. It was a B-52 bomber. It was really, it was green. I could still remember. It had guns on the side. It was really cool. And I was like, yes, I could play with my G.I. Joes with this. It'd be amazing. We got wars. And I'm like, I gotta have this now. And so I reach in there. I tear that packet open. It's new in package. I put that in there. Put it in my pocket. Look around. Make sure no one's looking. No one's down the aisle. And I don't think they had cameras back then. They might have. They might have. But I mean, the Holy Spirit is better than a camera. Let me tell you that. Woo! He sees it all. So I put it in my pocket thinking, no one's looking. But of course, Jesus is. But I'm looking and putting it in my pocket. Kind of, all right. So I got to stay back up. I got to go back to my mom. I'm like, all right, Mom, let me leave him. It's interesting because I went back to her quite a bit early than I normally would. So she was a little bit suspicious already, I think, to be honest. Yeah, Mom knows. Mom knows when her kids are up to no good. And a little hooligan that I was. So I walk with her the rest of the way while she's shopping. So she knows something's up. I know. As a kid, I'm like, I'm just playing it cool. I'm like, okay, Mom, you need me to help you with this? I'll help you with this. And she knows something's happened. She does. And so we finally check out. We get into the car. And then me and my thinking, I'm like, well, I want to play with the toy right now. So I get in the back seat after we've loaded the groceries in. I get in the back seat. I pull up this out of my pocket. I start playing with it. Now, my mom, who was in the front, comes back to the back for some reason. I don't know why, but I think she saw me playing with something. I think Mama knows what's going on again. She saw something. She's like, "Where'd you get that, man?" I'm like, "You bought it for me for Christmas." And you know when Mama knows when you're lying, so you're like, I'm caught, this is not good, and I'm like trying to play it off like, you bought this for me for Christmas. Don't you realize this is one of my toys? She's like, man, I did not buy that for you for Christmas. You stole that, didn't you? I'm like, she knows. How did she know? And then the worst words I hear, oh, these words still, whenever they're said, I still get a little anxious a little bit. Wait till your father gets home. Oh, then I knew I was in trouble then. Oh, man, I knew I was in trouble then. Oh, I knew once my daddy got home, it was not going to be pretty. Little Van wasn't going to be a happy little camper anymore. So I got home, and then he got home, and boy, let's just say, I met Jesus in a whole new way that day. I met him, I prayed for him to come back quickly, because it was not good. But my father, he disciplined me, he loved me while he disciplined me, he was very good at that. But it still hurt, but he did discipline me, and he said this, he's like, Ben, we're going to go back to that store, and we're going to tell him what you did, the manager what you did, and you're going to return that. And I was like, oh, and I thought the discipline was bad enough. Now I got to go own up to my mistake. Oh, man. And so, the next day, I think he even got me out of school for doing it. That's how dedicated my father was. We were going to set this right. So I didn't even go to school the next morning. We went to the store immediately the next day. And so my father was like, I can ask the manager. He brings the manager over. And then he's like, my son has something to say to you. And then I give him I was a little, this guy was a little taller than my father, so I was like, he was really tall. I'm like, oh, you are a giant. So I give it back here. My voice kind of cracks a little bit. I'm sorry. And then I look down. I low voice down immediately. Look at my feet. And then my dad says, what do you say to him? I'm sorry. And then he says, what do you say to him because of that? I'm sorry I stole. Yeah, my dad was gonna let you have it. He was like, this is what's going to be. You are going to be taught the right way how to apologize if you do something wrong. So after that, I felt better because I wasn't in, I didn't steal anymore. I learned my lesson that time. I can tell you that for certain. But let me tell you one thing. Was that childish or childlike? That was childish. How many of you know that when we do childish things, they hurt us and separate us from what God wants to do in our lives? So I looked up the definition of child and children. And so it says, one strongly influenced by another or by a place or state of affairs. A childlike or childish person, a son or daughter of parents, a young person, especially between infancy and puberty. And then I looked at the definitions of childish first. And it says, of relating or befitting a child, marked by a suggestion of immaturity and a lack of pose, lacking complexity, deteriorated with age, especially in mind. I don't want to be childish. Do you? From that definition? Sounds horrible. And in the Bible we read in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child when I stole that airplane. That was all about me. When I became a man, I put away childish things behind me. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:20, it says, brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children in regards to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. So childish sums up to it, is all about me. It's being selfish. That's what childish is. Ask any 2-year-old about what they want. As one goes running around the back. There goes mine. When she doesn't get what she wants, everybody knows. When her brothers and sisters try to take something from her, mine! Isn't it true? Fight for a place. It's childish. It's childish. She doesn't comprehend all of this stuff for her, that she's got to understand the complexity of certain things that adults do. She's childish. It's all about me. Nothing is about anyone else. I am looking on my own behalf for my best behalf. I am looking about me. And it's all about me. That's childish. And in Corinthians, they say, put away childish thinking. Put it away. Get out of it. Don't think like a child. But childlike, now that's a different story. The definition of childlike is resembling, suggesting, or appropriate to a child, marked by innocence, trust, and ingenuousness. I was like, ingenuousness? That sounds interesting. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew 18 real quick. That's the verse we're going to use for our text today. Resembling, suggesting, or appropriate to be to a child especially marked by innocence, trust, and ingenuousness. Matthew 18:1. And we're going to see what Jesus says about children, about being childlike. Matthew 18:1. I'll do like Pastor Kurt does. If you're looking in the Zondervan NIV version, it's on page 2454. If you're not, it's okay. Good luck. But unlike Pastor Kurt, I have it right here. So I have it on my notes. So I love him. I'm sad he's not here today, but I like him. Don't we all like Pastor Kurt? We don't. Yeah, of course. Of course we do. He's a good guy. So, Matthew 18:1. And at that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children," this is childlike, "you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Childlike. You see, childhood might be about all of, childish is all about who I am, for me. Childlike is enjoying the experience and enjoying the freedom of giving. You're becoming something great when you're childlike. And Jesus talks about that. Because if we can't get our minds to be childlike, and that means better getting out of our own selfish way of thinking, then we'll never enter into the kingdom of heaven. We can never be the greatest in heaven. We have to get out of that form, we have to get out of that mindset. Because this is what transformation does. Transformation will take you from being a childish person to a childlike person, where Jesus can speak to you and use you in mighty ways. It's true. He wants to do that in every one of us. He wants to encourage us to do that. But we have to make the transformation. We have to say, "No, I'm not going to be childish anymore, and I'll be childlike." Because there's a lot more on the line than we realize. Because when we act childish, let me show you what it says in verse 6 of Matthew 18. If we act childish, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Whoa. That's serious. Because when we act childish, when we act selfish, we are not representing Christ. And when we're not representing Christ in us, we're representing ourselves, and we're representing our flesh and our carnal desires, and it's all about me. And then if we call someone to stumble, someone who's in the faith, then it's better that we have a huge millstone wrapped around our neck and thrown into the sea. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching truth today. It's biblical. It's in the Word. We have to make that transformation. We have to go forward in that. We have to let God help us with that. Because that's not something we can make on our own. If it's something we can make on our own, we wouldn't need Jesus to die on the cross 2,000 years ago for us. If we could do it on our own, we wouldn't need this Word that He sent us. If we could do it on our own, we wouldn't need the things that He has in place for us. We can't make it on our own. Like Pastor Steve shared this earlier, forgiveness. So good. We need it. And not because the other person needs forgiven, but because of us to get through to the next level. For us to achieve what God wants to achieve. To stop holding us back. To stop being childish. Well, Pastor Van, you don't know what that person did to me. That was horrible. And yeah, you're right. It was probably horrible. But don't let that horrible thing keep you from going after Him and becoming a new creation. Because it says in His Word that we become a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And when we're a new creation, we don't have to operate by the law and by this flesh that we have any longer. We're in a new kingdom. We're in a new body. We're in a new self that gives us freedom and liberty so that grace may abound. And that we can enjoy that time. We can enjoy going after Him. Not saying that there won't be tough things that happen in the future. No, I'm not saying it's all going to be roses and rainbows and unicorns and all those wonderful things that my daughter loves to talk about and dream about. You know, she loves those things. It's going to be tough sometimes. Life is tough. But what I tell you, when you're walking with Jesus, life is so much more fulfilling than it is with walking without Him. Because you have a hope and you have a trust, and you're only here for 120 years. Some of you might live to 121, and I congratulate you for that. Some of us might not make 120. But we live here for only a short time, and then we can spend the rest of eternity with Him who we loved here. With Him who we loved here. And if we get so caught up on ourselves being childish, we'll never share about the good things of God to others. Because it's always going to be about me. It's always going to be about me. Well, this is for me. This is for me. This is for me. This is for me. We've got to get out of that way of thinking. We've got to get out of it. We've got to be transformed from that childish perspective and into childlike. I want to encourage you today that a lot of us have this way of thinking. And I've had it too in some of my areas. Some areas I'm like, all right, God, we're doing really good in. But there's some other areas that I'm like, I'm still living in that childish thinking. I still have that thought process. I'm not there yet, Father. And I'm not. I'm not there yet. I don't claim to be there. I'm still a work in progress. And it's okay. But it's a good thing, though. I'm like, Lord, thank you. Because I need you more. My goal for the next 40 years of my life, and I've done some serious soul searching, I've done some serious inner thoughts about what I'm going to do with the next 40 years of my life. And I've really thought about this, and I'm like, Lord, what do I want to do for the next 40 years? And I'm thinking, what do I want to do in ministry? What do I want to do in job? What do I want to do in this and that and that? And then it really, and then I did some deep soul searching. I was like, all right, God, instead of what I want to do, what do you want to make me? What do you want to make me? And the answer I got from this is, for the next 40 years, I want to do my best to look like Jesus. And in that process, one day, I'm going to be able to look in the mirror and see more of Jesus than Van Hussey. And that's what I want to see in everyone else. That when my friends, co-workers, my church, my family, when they see me, they're like, wow, that person is not who he used to be. There's something very different about him now. He reminds me of someone. He reminds me of Jesus. And when I can look in the mirror and see more of Jesus than Van, that's what I'm striving for. That's what I'm going after. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone's going to like me. That doesn't mean that I'm going to do some great things for him, but that doesn't mean that there won't be times of testing and times of trials and things, different seasons going on. It's very true. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's okay. because God brings you through those things because you can help others on the other side. God brings you through those things to show how great He is. Not how great you are. Because that's childish thinking. If we think about the testimony and say, hey, you know what? I went through this. Boom. I'm on top of the world. I'm good. I got through it. And you do it by yourself. You think of yourself as so highly up and so prideful, you can't give any glory to the Father who brought you through it in the first place. So today, we're going to make a decision today. And this type of decision, in these transformation series that I'm bringing you into, transformation requires participation. Because it just doesn't happen. As much as we'd love to be able to set a piece of coal on the ground, and hopefully it goes to a diamond, doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. There's a process that has to follow. There are things that has to happen. So I'm going to ask everyone to stand if you can. And this is what we're going after. And Pastor Steve, if you want to get that video set up for me, I'd appreciate it. So I want everyone just to close their eyes. And this is your time with the Father. This is your time with Him. Don't let anybody rob it. Don't let any distractions keep you from it. This is your time with Him. And hopefully it's not the only time you have with Him, but if it is, that's fine. Your time with Him. And I want you to ask Father, ask Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit, ask God, God, where in my life have I been childish, all about me and not about You? Where in my life has it always been about me and not about You? Where have I been childish instead of childlike? Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's with your mate, your significant other. Maybe it's with your children. Maybe it's with your job. Maybe it's with your ministry. Or maybe it's with your hurts, your forgiveness. Maybe it's been in that one place where you're like, God, I'll give You everything, but I won't give You that. Maybe it's in your shame or your weakness. And now that He's revealed it to you, what are you going to do about it? You can stay where you are in your childishness, or are you going to be transformed and be childlike and let Jesus take away all shame, take away all childishness, and show who he is in freedom and liberty and grace in your life, and show Himself strong once again? Pastor Steve, go and play that. Your time with Him. What are you going to do about it?